Here's Mary Ellen Angel Scribe, author of Expect Miracles, with a Miracle Minute.
Oh, what a beautiful voice on that promo. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Angel Scribe, welcoming you to another great hour of Metaphysical Straight Talks on the Heart. Atira's program is dedicated to teaching about the unseen world of spirit and the angels and how they interplay in our lives. Most of the listeners know that I am the best-selling author, or we love to call me the famous author, because I have a T-shirt of Expect Miracles and A Christmas Filled with Miracles. Many of you are also readers of the online Angels and Miracles newsletters, and it's great to speak with you over the air today. Also, my new adventure is writing a Tips and Tales newspaper column. Its intention is to educate the next generation of pet guardians on how to best take care of their animals. For your pleasure, some of the best tips and their tales are posted on the website for you to enjoy. Now, I've been sharing Angels and Miracles stories weekly on the Internet for 11 years. It's an intentional, chosen, volunteer act of kindness to the world, and definitely one of the vehicles the angels use me as they help teach and uplift others. Now, Atira has a message for her listeners. She says, do not wait until the angelic 2x4 hits you upside the head for downtime. When they first touch you with their feathers for attention, listen to them. When they nudge you a little harder, pay attention, because when they come at you with a 2x4, you're not going to be very happy. Atira said it would have been much nicer to have taken this downtime on a beach somewhere with her best friends instead of lying down in bed for 2 months recuperating from pneumonia. Her angel Dom, he goes by Master Dom Solis, he kept saying to her, take time off, relax, slow down, and she kept saying, no, I'm busy, not now, later, maybe not. Well, she didn't listen, and now she's forced to take downtime, and it's really hard because Atira loves to chat. And it's bad enough for her to be ill, but she was practically born talking, so she misses the shows with you. And she's got so much to share with the world and us. Now, her coughing from the pneumonia led to ulcers on her voice box. So the doctor said to her, he gave her explicit directions, do not talk for a month, which is pure torture for her and us, because we talk 4 or 5 times a day. Okay, 6 or 7 times a day on a good day. We keep our conversations now down to 27 seconds once a day, so she'll hold steadfast to her recuperation course. She really wants to get back on the air and back to her reading soon. Now, they just had a snowstorm, and now they've got an ice storm in Seattle, so she's also not able to silently sneak out and go to her office to send out emails. So please be very patient with her silence, and I'll post updates on her recuperation on the website for you to see. Now, besides the baby boom that's about to happen in 9 months in Seattle from the power being off for 8 days in some areas, many people are also in the grips of recovery like Atira. So I really appreciate Maureen joining us from Texas. I'm co-hosting with her. She's my very dear friend. She's an Earth Angel number one. She's the voice that you heard in the promo and the one you hear at the end. She is this beautiful, angelic, golden-toned voice. She's a famous DJ in Houston at KKRW 93.7 FM. And as I mentioned, she's the angelic voice that you heard with the show. We personally think she's magical, as Atira and I do. Many listeners today are longtime readers from my Angels newsletter and are unaware that Maureen and I have never met. Maureen was the host of Angel Waves radio show in Cincinnati. The show was a dream of hers, and she'd drive there at 11:30 every night just to do the show. And after interviewing me about my miracle books 8 years ago, she asked me to be her co-host. But we love each other, and to date we've not met. I live in Oregon. Maureen has since moved to Texas from Cincinnati. Now today, the first half of the show, we're interviewing a very famous angel teacher. Either Maureen or I are psychic or a medium, but our guest is. But we ask you to please hold your questions till next week, unless our guest today is willing to answer some. Now, the second part of our show is reserved for the listeners, as I mentioned, that they can call in. Trudy Griswold is our guest. She is best known, along with her sister, Barbara Mark, who has recently left us to work directly with the angels on the other side, and Trudy's carrying on the work. This famous duo were known for their lectures, workshops, and best-selling books, and Atira and I had the pleasure of meeting them on two of our angel cruises that we were both speaking on. Please check out Trudy's website. It's Angel Speak during our radio show. ANGEL, and then speak has an E at the end of it, angelspeak.com. Trudy will be teaching how spirit and angels work in our lives. Trudy moved to Florida, so between the three of us today as your hosts, we literally cover the coast, the country, coast to coast. So welcome, ladies.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Maureen, you say hello first, and let us know what you've been up to.
Oh, wow. Well, working in radio and still trying to get Angel Waves Radio back on or a TV show like Angel Waves Radio, because what I found is that I listen to Coast a lot now in the evening on my way home from my radio show, and there's a lot of wonderful information there. There's also a lot of information that's pretty scary.
Yes.
And what I think is that the world needs to be bombarded with angels and miracles stories constantly to balance the other side.
Because it's out there.
Yes. And people love to hear about it, and I think if we could do that, that would just help so much. And that's what, you know, people like Trudy are doing, and Atira. But I just think even a television show, just to bombard, you know, on a daily basis, mm-hmm. the goodness, you know, the angels and the miracles.
Now, Maureen, do you have a website?
Well, angelwaves.net, but it's basically kind of nothing's happening there right now. There's one of the there's a video there of the pilot show for, you know, On the Road in Search of Angels, so mm-hmm. they can check that out there. But until we get up and running, you know, you can email me through the website angelwaves.net.
Okay. And Trudy, we're so glad to have you on today. It's the first time that Maureen and I've had you, isn't it, as a guest?
Yes. Well, uh-huh. We had Barbara on.
Yeah, but I don't think we've had Trudy on, have we?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I've never been on. I was on with Atira one time, but not with you two ladies.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any workshops coming up, or how are you teaching about angels these days?
Well, I'm teaching several ways. I do classes on the telephone on how to talk with your angels, and then I'm also doing a spiritual success series in Connecticut in March. So I'm kind of back and forth, but I just love the fact that we can all communicate so easily and beautifully on the telephone no matter where we are.
You know, NPR has got that station, NPR has the station, and they have the sisters that talk from around the world. I feel like we're soul sisters talking today.
I agree, totally.
I wanted to mention something that Maureen, you inspired me last week. You said that you had given a Christmas card to somebody to brighten their Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Well, I felt so guilty because I'd planned to.
Uh-huh.
And so I cut $20 extra in my the console in my car, and so I kept thinking, who can I give it to? And I stopped off at a gas station, and you could tell that the gentleman who worked there wasn't of good means.
Yeah.
And obviously wasn't his station. He said that he'd basically been out of work for 6 years, and he had to do something, and so he'd been working at the station to fill in time. So I handed him the $20 and said, Happy New Year. So thank you.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know if Trudy knows, but what happened was we usually try to do something every year, you know, for a needy family or person, and at the last minute, we hadn't been able to do anything, and I had $20, and I put it in a Christmas card and signed it, just said Merry Christmas, and on the outside, and I took my 18-year-old son with me. I said, you're going to help me. We're going to find somebody that we feel could benefit from this or would really make a difference to. So that's what we did. We drove around in the pouring rain one night, and he found someone.
Oh, that's
and
fabulous.
I just said, yeah, kind of like paying it forward.
You like the story so much you passed it on? Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Well,
great.
You know, so Maureen, when you did that, you helped two people. You helped somebody up in Oregon, too.
Yeah. So.
And who knows, maybe some people listening. It's never too late. And
no, it's never. It doesn't have to be a holiday.
We have so many blessings in our life, no matter where we are in our life. So now, Trudy, what would you like people to know how they could communicate? How do you receive your messages?
Well, you know, it is so easy for us to receive messages from our divine group that's on the other side. And when I use angels when I talk about the group that's over there to help us. But it's everything from our master teachers and our guides and our loved ones, deceased loved ones, as well as, of course, all of God's messengers. And I they're so loving and supportive of us. I call them angels. And I just want to share one thing with you. You know, when Barbara, my sister and co-author and best friend, passed over in July, I did not get a written communication from Barbara until November 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And it was torture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kept wondering, gee, I know that we have a lot to do when we transition.
Uh-huh.
And finally, I got the message, and I asked her about it, and she said, well, it's much harder to give the messages from spirit to those on earth than it is for you on earth to receive them.
Wow.
So I found that to be very interesting. She said that the energy frequencies are so different. So if anyone has a loved one that they're trying to communicate with, just know that it's easy as pie to receive the message, but it does take them sometimes a little longer to get their energy positioned.
I've heard they've got to, like, change their energy, but most people down here don't realize that we can raise our energy. And one way to do it is through acts of kindness, through positive thoughts, too.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. And one of the first things we need to do on connecting with our divine group is to say a prayer, of course. Ask God to be with us. Ask our angels. Ask for goodness to surround you. And in your asking, ask them to stand by as you open up your energy and offer it to them as well. So that's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you can ask, say that prayer, and then sit quietly with a paper and pencil in your hand and be open to that energy and know that it's a very special exchange of energy, and breathe deeply. So number one is ask. Number two, the second step is to believe and trust that your angels will be with you and that you will receive a message. You know, our attitude and how we think and all, it really makes a difference on our becoming a magnet for the goodness that's coming to us. So just let it happen. And what you can do is acceptance is the most important part of this whole thing. Just saying, I know you're there. I know I'm going to receive it. I really believe and trust it. And then step three, once you've asked, and open the doors, and you believe and trust that it'll be there, that you will receive, step three is let go and begin to write what you know to write. Now, a very good way, I find, is to just simply pretend like all your angels, all the divine ones are around you. So with your pen and paper, pretend like they're speaking to you. So start writing. Like Mary Ellen, you would write, Dearest Mary Ellen, we love you, and then you just keep writing whatever comes to you.
Hey, you did that on the cruise, and
yes.
I imagine you do it at all your workshops, and it was startling. Everyone in the room got the voice, the answer, the information, and had something powerful, poetic, and beautiful to say.
And positive and loving, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's so much easier than what we could imagine. Our angels have been communicating and speaking with us ever since we came from spirit into our bodies. And so they've been kind of that chatty voice, that positive support within our thinking. And when we give them the venue or the avenue by just opening the door like this, oh boy, are they excited, and they can come through quickly and easily.
The other thing that it does is, for those of us that have been doing it our whole life and had no idea,
yes,
it allows us to recognize that feeling, that voice, that energy.
Yes, exactly. I know a lot of people have said to me, oh, that's who I've been hearing, or that's what I've been knowing within me. Sometimes people think, well, maybe I'll hear voices. Frankly, most people do not hear anything. They just get a sense of knowing. Mm-hmm. And so don't wait for a voice, but just write down what you know to write. And they want to speak with you even more than you want to speak with them. So they're thrilled when they can make the connection.
They're looking for willing divine vehicles so they can bring their energy through.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. And, you know, I often relate it to sometimes when we were in college or you had to write a special paper for your boss, you know, that it was getting late and, oh, you suddenly started, took a deep breath and you started typing or you started writing. And all of a sudden it just kind of clicked. And before you knew it, you were writing this amazing information or that paper was perfect. Well, that was the angelic group that came through to inspire you, fill you with energy, and it's like the healing that will come through is really remarkable. So many people have connected with them before. They just didn't know it.
Well, it doesn't matter what hobby you have, if you sew, if you're a musician, if you do artwork, if you do even plumbing. Sometimes you can't think of how to fix a situation or where to go to, and so you just take a walk, you take a deep breath, and all of a sudden it's almost like in your inner vision you can see the connections made and where to go, and you come back and you implement that, and it works.
It's so true. You know, one of the funnier things that Oprah has said is she thinks that there must be an angel for lost car keys. Because she says every time she'll say, okay, angels, help me find those keys. And sure enough, she'll find them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're 100% right. We become a magnet for when we ask the universe or put all of our divine group on notice that we need their help, they will bring it to us. If we just leave the door open, you do become like a magnet.
And it's our job to pay attention.
Yes, exactly.
Now, Maureen, you've had this happen too, because when you're on the air and you get stuck for words, do all of a sudden you find that they come to you?
Well, okay.
Sputter that one out.
Maybe not on the air. But, yeah, like when it comes the way Trudy was describing, like in a whoosh, it's like all of a sudden it's there, the whole idea, the whole story, the whole whatever, it's there, and you have to write it down. It's like, and you can't stop, so you write it down. So you know it's not coming from you. You didn't just think it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's.
And do you find, Trudy, it evaporates very quickly, just like it came?
It can. Maureen's right about that, it being better. You know, Barbara and I always used to say, oh, my gosh, something happened to me that we know is better than we could have dreamed it up, and therefore God and the angels must have obviously been part of it.
Yes, definitely.
But it will. One thing I do know, if it evaporates, you know, like have you ever been awakened at 4 o'clock in the morning and you toss and turn and you even go to the bathroom and you still can't get back to sleep? Well, of course, the angels want to communicate with you. So I just get up, tiptoe into my computer, and I'll say, yes, would you like to speak to me? And they go, oh, yes, child, thank you for coming to the computer so we can communicate. But I'll ask them, like, can you re-teach me what you were saying to me an hour ago? Sure enough, it'll come through, and it's so exciting because none of it ever fully gets lost. Some of it gets incorporated into other teachings, but they are there to help us any way they can.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
Yes, thank goodness. Now, the fourth step, just to make sure that I say all four steps of communicating, is they say, please say thank you, because when we communicate with them in this way, we really are receiving a spiritual gift that we didn't have to do anything other than just show up, and they passed it on. They said, simply be grateful for what you've received and acknowledge receiving it by giving thanks. So it's ask, believe, let go, and say thank you. That's the way you communicate.
Well, it also offers more power when you thank somebody. You're not taking it for granted.
Exactly. You know, that's another way of becoming a magnet for miracles in our lives. Every time we say thank you, and, you know, you ladies certainly know this, but I've discovered as time goes on, rather than even asking for, let's say, the right boyfriend or girlfriend or the right job, I'll just start off with thank you. Thank you for bringing the right person into my life. And that gratitude really draws that to you.
Well, my neighbor across the street prayed me on this block. She says, I prayed you here. I said, well, thanks, but our house needed so much renovation it would wore me out. She says, I didn't pray you into the house, just onto the street.
That's great.
Well, I'd like to read an angel writing it this time, just so people can feel the energy, feel the rhythm. Or Maureen, do you have one handy there that's your favorite?
Well, I went to your website to try to, you know, to look and see, because they're on, you know, angelscribe.com. You can read a lot of Mary Ellen's angel writings. And the one that I was drawn to was The Rivers of Life, which was very strange. And I noticed that came to you in 1999. And I had written a thing, which I called the first chapter of my book, but I've never gotten any further, called Going with the Flow. And I looked at that, oh, my God, these are like almost, they're like, they're mirroring each other. They're almost like there's the same message. And I just thought that was incredible. I can read that or...
Well, I would love for people to hear your beautiful voice and how you hear the messages.
Okay, well, this is The Rivers of Life. Author Mary Ellen and the Angels. Welcome to the light, where God's light shines and joins with all. The light, the energy, the ever-presence of God is the glue to our fiber, the seed of our soul. Like a powerful waterfall with millions of gallons of running water, many have lost sight that the magnificent splendor is created by tiny droplets of water. And as the water droplets are to the waterfall, your soul is connected to God's vast love and energy. We are all one in the scope of the universe. To think of your life representing a drop of water, visualize the others' lives you come in contact with. It is much the same as the first drop of rain blending with others on its way to the waterfall. Soon two drops of rain join, then more join, and a tiny rivulet is created. Then the lives these people touch soon touch others, and a stream joins into other streams, forming a river. Your drop of life, your soul, has great power. The course of your journey can affect the landscape of others' lives. You stand alone, one small person, before your morning mirror and say, who am I? And we say, you are one of the most powerful, creative sources in the universe with unlimited power. Do not focus on yourself as one small drop in the bucket of life. See yourself as a moving source, a powerful source, a creative and nourishing force as we see you. Amen.
Wow. That's beautiful.
And Mary Ellen, like, how many? You have 900 of these?
Well, I have a stack in front of me, and I think it's up to 1,000 now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm looking to self-publish them here. I'm starting to collect them all together, and Dom is going to choose the ones for the first book, for the series of
great.
Books. But when you take your, you know, when you take your thumb and your first finger and you go, it's that big? Well, what you do is you open them as wide as you can, and all of them fit between where your finger bends and your thumb goes straight across. That's how many I have right now.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah.
And, Trudy, I wanted to ask you, too, because your book, Angel Speak, that you and Barbara wrote, your first book, that was the first angel book that I got, that I read. My husband and I sat down and read it, and we sat down just like you said. We asked, we believed, and we started writing, and we said thank you. And it was incredible because we both got messages.
Oh, my goodness.
And this was, like, when did the book come out? Like, the late 90s? I can't remember exactly.
Actually, it was published 1995.
95.
And it's in its, I just talked to Simon & Schuster yesterday. It's in its 19th printing now.
Wow.
Wonderful. It was the first book I read. I thought you guys were, you were the our heroes in the Seattle area.
Oh, my God.
Perhaps. You came out, and what we were doing silently in the Pacific Northwest, you were doing full bore and teaching people back there, and you made us feel that we had a home and that we had family out there in the world doing the same thing.
Oh, that is so wonderful. I'll tell you, that's the best part about do what you love, because you just never know what God has in mind for you. And as long as you're passionate and love it, it every day is a joy knowing that other people can be touched by what you love. So thank you for sharing that, you guys.
Oh, you're welcome. I always call that payday. When somebody sends me an email, like the other day I sent an angel writing to a few choice friends, and I sent it to somebody that I rarely send an email to, but I just thought, well, I will. And she wrote back and said, my mother died on Monday. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh,
she
wow.
said she sat there and she just cried. She said the angel writing meant so much to her. I just put my hands up in the air like when you're crossing a race, and I went, payday!
Terrific.
So, and now you actually give people the names of their angels now. Do you teach them how to hear their angel's name?
Well, yes, and it's so interesting. When I teach classes, people will sit down and they'll get a written message from their angel. But at the end of the writing, I'll say to them, now, ask your angel for its name. And all of a sudden, people go, they panic, and it's so easy that I just want to share this with everybody. It's so simple. All you need to do is ask your angel, dear angel, please tell me your name. And then take a deep breath, and whatever name pops into your head, that's the angel's name.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. So if you can get a message in writing, believe me, that's much more complicated than getting a name.
You know, I think a lot of children name their dolls their
yes.
angel's name.
You're right. And sometimes when someone's loved one is speaking about a person that's on Earth, like many times I'll get a person's middle name. Like if someone's name is John Edward Smith, let's say, somebody will start, I'll hear the name Edward, and I'll say, you know, who's Edward? And they'll go, oh, I don't know. And I said, well, just think about it. And they said, well, it was my, you know, brother's middle name. And
mm-hmm.
sure enough, the person in spirit wanted to get a message to the brother, but because they were afraid that the person wouldn't necessarily connect, they gave a middle name. So that's another thing. Sometimes people have their angel's name, which is the middle name.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's intriguing because that might be what happens on the show with John Edwards
yeah.
or James Van Prague. They go, I don't know that name, but they could be having a middle name come through.
Exactly. So we really need to stay totally open. And sometimes you'll get an angel writing or an angel message, and you'll think, well, that doesn't make any sense to me. That couldn't be. And then sure enough, down the road, a few months later, something will happen. You'll go, oh, that's what they meant.
Mm-hmm. Cryptic.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I had cancer, when I had it successfully removed, and I said to the angels, okay, now I have to focus on getting healthy. I want a message. I want it in a dream, and I don't want it cryptic. You know, when you're going down the elevator, but you're not, you're really in Hawaii, but really you see the scenery of Germany. I said, I don't want any of those. Make it exact. And they gave me an exact dream, which I've put on the website. But I had to ask them, make it exact, give me directions. And gosh darn, they did.
That's great. And they want to communicate in ways that we do understand them. So by telling them how they can do that is perfect.
I wanted to ask you, I've noticed that when I receive the writings, they come in 3 or 4 words. Do you find that similar?
Yes. I do. And so just write or type. You know, for me, they started talking so quickly eventually that I went from paper and pencil to the computer. So take down what you're receiving, even if it does seem kind of lumpy at first. But start breathing more deeply if you find that it comes in chunks like that. Because they say, we come to you on your breath. And so the more you breathe, the more their information or energy will come through you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I took your class, I was so surprised at going, I do that. How do we know, both know that? We're coast to coast.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Maureen, do you have something to add to that?
Well, I wanted to ask Trudy, are you doing classes or workshops where people can come? Do you have a schedule?
Yes, I do. On my website, I can barely hear you, Maureen, so I hope I'm answering this correctly. You wondered
okay.
if I had workshops or programs going on. I do have a teleclass where I teach people how to get a written message from the angels, January 24th and 25th this month. And also in March, I'm going to be doing a Friday night and all-day Saturday program in Connecticut on spiritual success. You know, the angels have dictated a book to me about how once you open the doors to your spirituality, they want to help individuals keep rolling forward. So I'm doing a workshop series on that.
Okay.
And many other things coming up. So,
you know, when you exercise, how you hold your stomach in, people are going to think I'm nuts for saying this, but, you know, you have to keep reminding yourself, hold your stomach in, and then you 4 minutes later, and you have to hold your stomach in for those muscles.
Right.
The same thing with the angels. You have to keep reminding yourself and asking for their help and their guidance.
Yes. Co-creating constantly with them. They never really leave my consciousness. From the moment I wake up, I will say a prayer to them, thanking them for being with me and watching me at night, and thank you for being with me this day. And then I just kind of open my consciousness to include them as my day progresses. And that is and that's where people say, well, how did you have this happen so quickly in your life? Or, it's because when you start working with them, it's like there's no end to the things that can start happening in your life.
Like you said, things you can't even plan.
Yeah.
And here I was admiring you from afar, and now we're friends. I'm like, how did that happen?
Oh, you know? Isn't it just the best?
And also, you can hear in your voice, and in Maureen, I can hear it in your voice. You know your angel ladies. There's like a little happy bubble. It's almost like you can feel each word wrapped in love when both of you speak.
Thank you.
I know I wanted to add something to what Trudy was saying, or what you both were saying, about, you know, asking the angels for help. And we tend to forget, because I know I do. I mean, it's like your day is so busy and you get caught up in stuff and things happen and you're like, oh, my gosh, and you get stressed out. And all of a sudden you have to pull back and think, oh, wait a minute, why am I getting stressed at all? Why am I searching for answers? All I have to do is ask the angels.
Yes.
And we forget. And it happens every day, several times in our family. And my daughter, Shannon, my 15-year-old, I mean, she's really good at that. And she had a problem with her classes this semester that just started. Were totally messed up. Totally, it was like a nightmare. And she came home crying from school. And she's like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? And there's no way to change it. And the counselor says, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, wait a minute. Let's just ask the angels. Even though it looks like there's no hope, like it's hopeless, let's ask the angels, because they can come through with something we can't even imagine.
Exactly.
And so just take a moment, focus on a positive outcome, marvelous, you know, you don't have to know what it is, and turn it over to the angels, say whatever little angel prayer you have, and let it go. And wouldn't you know it, the next Monday when she went to school, the counselor had worked out the schedule, and was like, oh, it was wonderful.
Oh.
And so, but it happens every day, several times.
And those are little miracles that come in our lives. You don't have to be hanging off a cliff waiting for a miracle. Just that is a miracle in your life.
Right. You know, just if I could share this for a second, there's a lady in Indianapolis, Indiana, who has a business. She calls it Heaven Hugs, which I think is so cute. And she sent me some of the angel writing that she's put on cards, like the size of a business card, and my eyes just fell upon this card, and it's so perfect what we're talking about. It reads, your day-to-day living and everyone else's is all part of the big plan. Do your best, and God will do the rest. Trust yourself to make good choices for you and yours. God will do the rest. Love yourself, and God will do the rest.
That's interesting. They repeated that three times, didn't
they?
They did. And you've mentioned that in your classes, how the angels do that.
Exactly. Somehow, if they really want to drive a point home, they can't necessarily have us do an exclamation point, but they can ask us to write it three times.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to read an angel writing in here to segue before anybody calls us, if they'd like to. But this one is called Living Each Day to the Fullest. And as you know, Trudy, they always write about love. Everything's circled in love.
Yes.
And as I read it, pay attention, not you, to the because you know, but the readers, how it comes in three words. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the light, come what may. If more people relaxed and felt this way, the stress would indeed drop from their lives. If people trusted in God and just experienced their experiences, life would be so much sweeter. Even if one is having great problems or tragedies, all the worry in the world would not change inevitable outcomes. We all learn our lessons as we travel through these lessons. If we just relaxed and knew and felt that all was in divine order, we would have a great weight lifted from us. To worry is to waste. Waste precious time and energy. To waste these things does not bring one joy or lighten an already dark experience. To lighten an event, one must conscientiously determine to do so. Start to look for the hidden humor, and as you do, more will surface. Look to the new benefits. Every experience, whether good or bad, brings a set of blessings with it. To see how much others love you and care for you. To see the hidden gentleness and tenderness that Christ brings out in others. Determine to seek the good, and you shall find some. When a friend is ill, be there for them. Hold their hand. Hear what their heart holds. And help in presence, for this is gift enough. Love others, and love is returned to you. To love only yourself is to stagnate your true love. But one sows, one reaps. Reap love by spreading it. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I just have 999 more. Good.
Oh, wow.
So, Maureen, do you have another thought?
Well,
just enjoying listening.
What I was wondering now, can people call in, or do we have all the lines tied up?
I'm actually not sure. I think there's one line left for people to call in.
Okay, didn't know. Do you know
what
the number
is? And if they don't, I know that Trudy's got more to share, because it's wonderful when you have such a educated guest, and when they speak to everybody at all different levels when they're listening.
Right.
Boy, is that the truth? You know, at the very end of the angels speak, we received a poem called Angel Touches, and I would love to read that at some point.
Well, we'd love to hear it now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's interesting because when this was taken, or from, you know, dictation from our angels, it was just like a paragraph, and the man who input all of this into the computer kept hitting the return key. And we realized, much to our amazement,
it was a poem.
It was a poem.
Yeah.
Had no idea. So here's how it goes. Think of a time when an idea came to you that was so vivid and pure and was so true for you, rolls of shivers started in one part of your body and then inundated every cell of your being. You may call that angel touches. Or love rushes. That was us. Think of a time when you awakened at night with a thought so clear you knew it answered your every question. That was us. Think of a time when you were so still you could hear music and knew it was the music of the spheres. That was us. Think of a time when you loved so totally you could not express it, for there were no words invented to translate the feeling. That was us. Think of a time when the earth and God and you were so aligned that you knew it was your truth in all its glory. That was us. Think of a peace so deep you could not reach the bottom of it. That was us. Think of a time you were so connected with love and light. You said you were filled with God or the Holy Spirit. You were. But it was also us. We are not hard to find. We are there in the stillness. We are there in the waiting. We are there in the knowing. Just be. We are there.
I love their voice. It's like they keep going, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's what all of us need to hear. Don't panic, go back.
I know. It's okay.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome. Many, it was so fun to write that book together. And, you know, it was really a trinity of us. It was Barbara and Trudy and the Angels. So,
and you did it in a fast pace, didn't you?
7 days.
Of course, people would like to write a book in 7 days.
I know. You know, and then, of course, after that, lots of editing, lots of things. Mm-hmm. But the fact is they dictated it in 7 days. And actually, there was a lot more writing from the Angels. But we realized that we wanted to put it at the size of about a one-minute manager. You know that book?
Mm-hmm.
And make it simple. Because it is simple. The love, their love is profound. But receiving their love and getting to know them is so easy. And it's only we that make it hard. That's very much what your writing was saying.
Did you and Barbara come into this together, or did one discover talking to angels first and then the other unfolded, or were you both, because you lived far apart?
Yes, she lived in San Diego and I was in Connecticut. You know, we were both spiritual seekers for years and years and years. And so we were always sharing experiences, books we read, classes. And Barbara, when she moved to San Diego, she could not find a job, and she was pretty worried. And then I had young children at the time. So Barbara spent a lot of time going to different workshops, and one day she came home and got her first written message from the angels. It was very brief. And she called me up and said, oh, my God, either I have just tapped into something so profound or I am so crazy. Which one is it?
When you meet Barbara, you kind of think that, too, sometimes.
Yes, exactly. And I said,
she was
well,
so fun.
Well, Barb, it's probably both, you know. But anyway, it was so beautiful. And so I kept asking her, okay, so write them and ask them this question or that question for me. And finally they said, no, Trudy can get a written message from us as well. So within about 2 weeks after Barbara got her writing, I was awakened 4 a.m, and sure enough, I grabbed a paper and pen, and I got my first writing, and they said, you need to teach everyone that anyone can do this, and it is easy as can be.
And did you think, but God, it's only me. How can I create such a vast job? You know, how can I go from where I am to that place?
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. I remember sometimes I would talk about worry. I would be just really be afraid that I wasn't doing it well enough, or that this isn't exactly maybe what God wanted. Or because the angels kept saying, you know, It's not your book, it's God's book. And it's like this is God's radio program today, and he brought us all together because everything is planned. And so, you know, I just finally let go, and I learned how to listen to my inner guidance. And that way, if something isn't quite right, then I knew that I was being given the message, nope, that's not the way it, you know, it needs to be. And I would encourage all the listeners to make sure that you find the place within you where you get a sense of, oh, that felt right, that felt good, or, oh, nope, wait a minute, I don't think that's right.
And the more you practice that, the more you become in tune with that feeling, whether it's your gut instinct or, you know, your instinct or a gut feeling,
yes.
The more you practice it, the more you go, oh, I know that voice, I know that feeling, I know that sense.
Yes, exactly. Ladies, I'd like to ask you, where is your place of knowing within you or on your body? Maureen, do you have a spot that you listen to?
I would say, like, deep in my chest, in my heart, you know,
mm-hmm.
in that area.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Exactly the same.
Yours is the same.
Mm-hmm, exactly the same. And it feels like it goes back for all of eternity.
That's not beautiful.
It's just not on your breastbone, but it feels it just goes back forever.
Deeply,
beautiful.
And it feels like when you, you know, you read something, it's a warm, fuzzy, it's, that energy holds there. And then when you see something or read something or the angels talk to you, it's like it opens up like from a closed door, and it just opens so wide your chest literally hurts.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, I've discovered I tend to be pretty analytical, I find, and I had to get over that. You know, actually, I use my analytical side for certain things, and of course, always my spiritual side intact. But I found in my gut, in my solar plexus, I get a sense. And if it's correct for me, I get a really calm, balanced energy. If it's not right, whatever it might be, either something that I read or heard or something, I will get a jump or a knot in my stomach. Mm. And then I'll go, you know, I don't think so. And I'll take a deep breath and just ask the angels again if this is right for me.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Trudy. I had that feeling once. Somebody wanted me to sign a contract, and I was earning $4,000 a month with them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted me to sign this new improved contract. And every time I looked at it, my stomach flipped. And I couldn't do it, and I kept it for 3 days. And every time I went to put my pen on it, my stomach flipped. It was almost like when you have two magnets repelling each other.
Yes.
I couldn't get near the paper, and finally I had to decide. It was something I loved to do, which was difficult, too.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I cried for 3 years after I didn't sign that paper. But I never would have become Angel Scribe if I'd signed that paper.
Yes.
And truly, God has a mission for you. You don't know what it is.
Exactly. And that's how well cared for we are. And, you know, what a wonderful story, because you had to trust that. You know, other people would have said, what are you, nuts?
Yeah, just sign your name. Go forward.
Go for it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, now you can say, oh, I understand now.
Yes, because we all grow and evolve. And like these feelings you're talking about, and I love the way you explained the solar plex, other people will be going, oh, I've had that ever since I was, you know, 10 years old or 5 years old. And now they, when they feel it, they will start to know exactly what it is.
Well, the other thing is that they gave me an image not long ago, the angels did, of them standing around me in a circle. And then I saw their energy flowing and flowing, and there was a funnel of energy that was coming from them into my solar plexus. And I thought, oh, so my knowing with them is not in my intellect, you know, as I had always thought, my analytical self. It comes to me through them, through my solar plexus. So that was a great validation as well.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having your spirit fed.
Yes, that's a great way to say it.
Hey, the angels told me that.
Good.
Maureen, do you have anything else to say? We only have a few more minutes left of the show that I'm going to read a Tira's commercial for.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to mention about, you know, after the show last week that I had told you about what happened. I got home from work around 2 in the morning, and I lay in bed, and I just tried to listen. Because remember, what was the angel writing that you read? I was trying to remember which one it was. But
I don't know. They evaporate like cotton candy in my brain after I read
them. But it was about just trying to listen. And I found myself, I just closed my eyes, and I found myself like I was floating in this dark expanse filled with these like white twinkling lights, and it was all very calm and very peaceful. And I felt like I was in, you know, that higher dimension where it all makes sense and all the answers can be found. And the angels were there assuring me that, you know, all is well and anything that I need to do or fix or heal can be done in that space. And it was just wonderful. And it was like the space is expanding and becoming easier to step in and out of. And is it, you know, starting to blend in with our everyday reality. And I just felt it was like reconnecting with our source energy and helping others to do so also, which is what this is all about. And no need to figure things out. You just step into the energy and go with the flow. And
well, like the radio show today, we didn't have this planned a week ago. We all thought the tear would be getting better until the doctor ordered not to talk. And so when God and the angels present an opportunity to you, whether you're tired or busy or whatever, it is being presented. It's a presence. for you to step up to.
Oh, right. Yes, ma'am. This evening was a real present for me. I thank you for thinking of me, Mary Ellen.
Oh, you're welcome. We love you and your sister still.
Yeah, thank
you. Oh, and Trudy, anything that Barbara has brought through that from the other side that she wants to share or you wanted to share?
She just says that she's so happy that we did this. She said this is a frequency and an energy that's easy for her to float in. Mm-hmm. And I just have this image of her kind of floating above mm-hmm. all of us because there is no time nor distance on the other side. And she's just saying how happy she is that she is back home and how there's nothing to be afraid of in a transition, that it is so easy and there are so many angels that are there waiting to help us. So if anyone listening has a loved one who's in their process of transitioning, just she's saying, remember, there's nothing to fear. Just know that we all are well and that our work touches more lives. We angel believers, you know, just even listening to this radio program sends more and more love and light and goodness. And to keep up the good work, ladies, you're fabulous.
Oh, thank you. I could just see her in heaven there. She's probably got rhinestone sparkles on her
yes.
wings just to set her out from everybody else.
Yep, that would be Barb. Just very briefly, I met with someone who said, oh, my goodness, your sister's coming through. She says, it's so beautiful over here. Everything's so beautiful. Even my hair is looking good.
That's her.
Well, and that's Barb.
That's Barb. We'd love to thank you so much for joining us this evening. And I'd like the listeners to check out Trudy's website, Angel Speak, and speak ends with an E, .com, and check out Maureen's at angelwaves.net. And BBS Radio now charges a fee for each radio show, and Atira would welcome your support to keep her shows going. If the angels would like you to sponsor one of her shows, please send an email to angelreadings@angelscribe.com, and we'll get you some more information. Be sure to listen to BBS Radio next Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more metaphysical straight talk from the heart at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Atira is an approved Edgar Cayce Association reader and is a sought-after speaker on spiritual and metaphysical matters, as you will know. And if you'd like an amazing blow-your-socks-off reading, please refer to our website, angelscribe.com. Now, to purchase autographed copies of my two inspirational best-selling books, Expect Miracles and A Christmas Filled with Miracles, information's on the website. Also, if you know someone who is editor of a magazine or a newspaper and would love a successful, proven miracle column, I just happen to have 2,000 miracles in my files. And the world is so ready for and needs inspiration, hope, and the media knows that good news sells and attracts readers, too. Now, Maureen, I want to thank you for listening or helping with Metaphysical Straight Talk from the Heart today.
Oh, you're welcome.
And we'd love to have you. It's nice to work with you again. And thank you to BBS Radio for bringing these special and enlightening programs like Atira's to our homes and offices through our computers. The BBS Radio creators had a vision, and they followed the leads, and look where they are today. We're all a listening family because of tenacity to produce something special. Now circle your calendar for Atira's Seattle and Florida events. And Maureen, once again, thank you for taking this hour and co-hosting tonight. It was very wonderful hearing how spirit works in your life, and thank you for motivating me to help somebody who needed it this week.
Thank you, Marielle.
Welcome. And Trudy, a special, special thank you to one of the angel's best messengers.
Thank you so much, Mary Ellen. I enjoyed it. And nice to meet you, Maureen.
Oh, nice to meet you too, Trudy.
We're going to do this again someday soon, ladies.
You bet.
Yeah. Now, this is Mary Ellen, Angel Scribe, reminding you to turn right at the rainbow, left at the unicorn, and wishing you a life filled with miracles. And as Atira's mother always said, as she wrapped her many foster children in a warm, safe bed, may you be wrapped in the wings of angels. Good night.
Mary Ellen Angel Scribe, author of Expect Miracles and the Angels and Miracles Good News Letter, can be found at angelscribe.com.